Speaker, can
Hi.
you hear me?
Hi, my name is
Okay.
Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. Ms. Moore, this is about an inquiry we received for the hair relaxer claim. Have you gotten help with
Oh,
that yet?
hair relaxer claim.
Yeah,
Oh, yes.
do you
I
recall some
remember it.
do you, did you submit? Okay. So, can I talk to who submitted the inquiry, or is that for you, Ms.
I
Moore?
did it myself.
Okay. Did you or a loved one become diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I have two blood clots right now on my head. I don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, did you get any sort of diagnosis whatsoever?
What do the paper do? The paper say blood clots over there on that paper, couldn't they?
Well,
It's multiple things going on with me,
I
and I have.
understand, and I'm so sorry you have to go through this, but let me tell you that right now, and I only mean right now because these things do tend to change, but right now the claim is only for these three cancers. It's uterine cancer, endometrial, and ovarian cancer. So it's uterine, endometrial, and
I have
ovarian.
it.
Pardon me?
How do you spell that middle? How do you spell the second one?
Good question. ENDOMETRIAL.
I got it.
Do you know the? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim?
Yes.
All right. Do you? I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and I'll go back. So you think that you do have a diagnosis for the endometrial cancer, correct?
It just say it don't say cancer behind it.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't have to. Does it say
Yeah, but
endometrial?
I do. I was diagnosed with that. I was diagnosed with CPS stage one. I was diagnosed with renal.
What state are you in?
California.
You're in, no, so am I. I'm in
Oh,
Irvine.
beautiful.
I'm in Irvine.
I've
Okay.
never been there.
Pardon me?
I've never been there. It sounds like it's up in the mountains.
No, we're down Southern California.
Oh, okay, right.
So when did you get your diagnosis of that endometrial cancer?
What date? The 23rd of last month. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just having all these bad headaches in my house.
Oh,
Then
poor
started
thing.
having diarrhea so severe. So, and then I grabbed a bottle of water out the refrigerator. I don't know what was in the water. I
Did
just
you?
got
So
scared.
you got your diagnosis about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I just
What
got scared, yes.
was the date?
You sitting there with the paper? October 23rd.
Okay, thank you.
Of
Boy.
2024.
Okay, now let me go back. So far, so good. Are you Talisha Moore?
Yes, that's who I am.
Okay, Miss Moore, nice to meet you. I am Randall Reese, just like the peanut butter cups, okay?
Okay.
Now, you did
My
tell
name
me
is.
I'm gonna see if we could do this for you. So you did tell me that you want to see if you meet the criteria, correct?
Yes.
Miss Moore, have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought representation advice, but Ms. Moore, most specifically from any other attorney, you have not signed documents with another firm? Is that a yes? You've not done any of that?
Yes, I have not did none of that to my ability.
Thank you, Ms. Moore. Now, young lady, have you or a loved one used straightening hair chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I've been using them for 30 years. I'm
Okay.
58 years old. Ever since I was 18 years old
Oh,
until the last four or five years.
you're 58?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought you were younger than that. Okay. All right, so
Thank
that's a yes. Now, you were diagnosed, and you told me this, on October 23rd with endometrial, but it doesn't say
you.
cancer, but it says endo. What does it say after the word endometrial on your paper?
My eyes are blurry. I'm losing my eyesight, everything all of a sudden. I scratching my hair pin in there on my head or.
Well, let me see something. Let me look at something else.
Having 12 months to live.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up on the internet and see. Okay. This is a relatively new claim.
This is the steepest as Did you know the word that he just spelled? What word is it that you just spelled?
Andrometrial. It's E-N-D-O-M-E-T-R-I-A-L. And it is CEPAS. That's what you have?
Yes. Stage one.
You poor thing.
Well, my head's so bad.
That's
why I'm going to lay down.
Well, stay with me. It'll only take a few minutes to do this claim. All right. So you've got, I got it. And you have CEPAS. Let's see if I can get that in there somewhere else. All right. Now, you'll be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you were diagnosed, and you already told me, on 10-23 of 24.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so, and you just told me you're 58 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, who's
my
your
doctor? December 15, 1966.
Well, mine
so
is.
I'd be turning 58, correct, or 57?
I'll figure it out here. Give me a second. Okay. Hold on. Who is your doctor?
Dr. Akadula Four.
Where's he located? Yeah, spell it for me.
Hold on, let me see where it's at. It should be here. It's on this paper.
Yeah. Oh, it's also on one of your prescriptions.
A D U B O F O U R. Doctor. That's a doctor. And give him the address.
I got it. Are you in Stockton?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Take a rest for a second. I'm going to copy and paste this stuff, okay? Because I found him on the internet, so don't hang up, but wait a second, okay?
CMC, health plan, San Juan King County, CMC.
Okay, and you saw him on Main Street in Stockton?
Yeah, I seen him 3 days ago when I got out of the kitchen chair.
Okay. All right, and it's got everything here I need, the address, the phone number, I got it all, so don't worry, I'm copying it.
I have to take blood pressure, seizure pills. My hair is falling out. But I've been wearing dark and lovely, okay? And pink, luxury silk, dark and lovely mainly for over, since I was turned 18 years old.
Oh, my God. All right. Hold on. I got the information so far that I needed. Now I got to check something else. All right. So you were diagnosed. Perfect. You were within. I'm so glad you got a hold of us because there is a statute of limitations and you're good. So okay, let me keep going. I had to look that up. All right. And you currently do not live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, I do not. I stay in California, Stockton, California.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, did you use the hair relaxer? And I think you said dark and lovely. Did you use it more than 4 times in a single year prior to getting diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How many times per year did you say you used that hair relaxer?
Every 6 months.
So 2 times a year, 4 times a year? Do you think you used it more than 4 times a year?
Every 6 weeks, every month and a half.
So that's a lot more than 4 times a year. That's like, let's see, if it was every month, it'd be 12. So every month and a half would be 6 plus half. So you saying 18 times a year?
I say about 8. I'm thinking about 8 times a year.
Okay, that's better. Now,
because I want my hair to be silky straight, you know?
Of course. I mean, it's not your fault. Now, you mentioned that you also, you gave me the doctor, but you also mentioned another health facility that you went, CNC or something. What was that? Where did you go besides, the doctor's office? Did you go to any hospitals, anything like that?
San Joaquin General Hospital.
San Joaquin?
San Joaquin.
That's what General Hospital. Yeah. Okay.
Teaching hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so I go to the neurologist for my head on the 15th at 2:30 out on San Juan King County Hospital. I'm tired.
There it is. Hang, bear with me. This will be worth it for you. You went to the general hospital? On
Yes,
California,
sir.
or did you go on French Camp?
French Camp, California.
Okay, I found it.
And I was in, and I had to wait like 36 hours for a bed to open up in ICU unit.
That's terrible.
And as soon as it opened up, I was in there like 9 days, I think. I don't remember.
Well,
I don't remember.
You were just worried about getting better. I understand. Hold on. I'm just copying and pasting everything. Good for you.
I had a reaction to all kinds of, I just had a reaction. Nobody knows. I you know, right now I stopped using pink Luxtra sip. Oh, Sheen. I stopped using all that.
Good for you. Please don't use it. Look what you've already gone through. Let me see. I've got your diagnosing doctor. I've got your information. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. We're still going. We're almost done, actually. I know you have.
He said,
You're a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am. And they said that they gave me 12 months max.
What's your date of birth, young lady?
12/15/1966. And the correct spelling of my name is P-E-L-I-S-A. Middle initial L. Last name Moore. With double O R E.
T E L I S A, Talisa Elmore.
Yes.
Okay, we're cool.
Yeah, that's what's on my California identification.
Okay.
My birth certificate.
All right, hang on. We just got a few more questions. Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, not
Good.
That I know of, but
Good.
I've been cervical
right.
cancer.
Don't forget. You're going to have my name and phone number. I'm going to give it to you before we're done talking. And if you know anybody else that used that hair relaxer and they want to talk to me, give them my name and number. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you told me you started using Dark and Lovely approximately, you were about 18 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
And you were in California. You told me that, correct?
Yes, sir.
And?
Yep. And from CVS, Walgreens, Jimco. What was the other store?
Oh, God, I remember Jimco. okay.
Oh, way back.
So if you were 18 when you started using hair relaxer, and you were born in 56, so,
I mean,
65, I'm sorry.
66.
I was born 66. I was born in 59 myself.
Oh.
Okay, so what I was trying to do is figure out what year it is that you turned 18. Do you remember? What year did you graduate high school?
I didn't complete.
Well, what year would you have?
1980.
Okay, so you started using hair relaxer in probably 1979?
Yeah, 81 I would have completed, but I wound up getting a GED.
Okay. Were you using it when you were in high school, though, already? That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I was already pregnant at 17, so I
No, but were, much... but were you using the hair straightener? Do you remember?
I remember definitely for sure from the age of 18 on up.
Okay,
and
perfect.
So,
perfect.
When I was going to school, because I wanted my hair to be straight. But
I don't blame you.
Ain't no wobbling or waving on the age of 18.
Nope. That's funny. So I put in September of 1980 is when you first started using hair relaxer. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you stopped using it. When did you stop using it? When you got your diagnosis?
Yeah. My head just kept hurting and hurting for no reason.
So about October you stopped using it of this year?
7 months, 9 months ago.
Oh, 9 months ago. Okay. So let's go back. So it's November now. So around February of this year, that's when your head started hurting, you poor thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And then So you used it, you said about every month and a half, correct?
6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks, right. So that would be the equivalent of at least monthly. They don't give me a 6 week box, but that's okay. Now, you used hair relaxer. You already told me this. You used it for 18 years straight. Is that correct?
Or more.
Well, let's figure it out. You started using it when you're 18. You've been using it forever. And now you're 66, correct?
No, I'm not. That's my birth date, 1966.
Okay, sorry.
My name is Lisa Lynette Moore.
I got that. I got that.
12151966.
Okay.
Okay. Definitely.
12966. I'm writing that down so I don't have to keep asking.
15 1966.
Gotcha.
Okay. Definitely. No. No.
Sorry.
I was 18 years old.
Okay.
That's with no one, but it could have been before then.
Okay, but, so we're going to put 40 years then.
Yes, sir. But now I ain't got no hair, Harley. In the front.
Oh, you poor thing. Did you use the hair relaxer in a salon or home or both?
I used it in the box at home because I could not afford to go to the salon. I had a little boy.
They charge so much, I know. My wife does it at home. She doesn't use a straightener, but she dyes her hair. Are you currently using any hair relaxer products?
Oh, no, I don't use this no more.
Thank
because
you.
Because I go blind. My head hurts.
We're almost done.
My hair started thinning bad, and my head started hurting, and my eye vision comes and goes. That's at nighttime. I cannot drive no more. So if I'm riding with somebody at nighttime, I'll go, hey, slow down. Thinking that the car is coming. This
right.
is my nurse.
Yeah,
right now.
You poor thing. All right, let me help you get this. So you're almost done, I swear. Do you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles at home? And if you don't, just tell me no.
Let the nurse in. No, I don't.
Okay.
I probably do got receipts. I'd say multiple. I got bags and bags of receipts for over 10 years.
Dig them out if you can find them. Now, let me confirm here. You did use Dark and Lovely, correct?
Hi. Yes, I did, sir.
Did you? I'm going to go down real quick. Did you use Motions, Organic Root, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optimum, Shea Butter, Affirm, TCP, ORS, Olive Oil, Mizan, L'Oreal, ISO Plus, Cream of Nature, African Pride, Hawaiian Silky, Namaste Labs, Revlon as well.
Revlon.
Okay.
Revlon.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. What's the other one? TCB.
Yes.
Dark and Lovely. Luxtra Silk is the main one. The ones was on sale.
Okay. But mostly Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then... basically, you've been using Dark and Lovely like we already just figured out. Let's see. So for about 40 years.
Yes. Hi, ma'am.
And so the only time you would actually switch from Dark and Lovely is, like you said, if another brand or something was on sale.
Say that again.
The only time you'd use Dark and Lovely unless something else was on sale.
Yes, but.
Okay. But mostly Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yes, but our nurse is here right now. Can you call back in like an hour?
Yeah, I could finish. You really are almost done, so I can do that. I can call you back in about an hour. Let's see, what time is it now? Actually, I got another call. I got
here.
Are you going to be home all day?
Yes.
Okay. Do you take a nap or anything?
Yes, but...
can I call you at 1:15?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just tell you before you go, I know the nurse is there. You don't have very many more questions to ask, answer, and then all we do is we just do a DocuSign, and then you're going to be all done. Okay. You're just about done. So.
Could you just call back in like about an hour?
Okay. I'll do my best. I will. Yes, ma'am. Okay. About an hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you then, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye.
Here, you need to...